This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. These days, the name Syria is more often than not preceded by adjectives like war-torn and devastated. It evokes images of belligerent militias, Islamic extremists, and unending civil war. It's hard now to view this land between Iraq and the Mediterranean Sea as having ever been peaceful, culturally rich, and home to tens of thousands of Jews whose families had lived there for centuries. That's the Syria, especially its northern city of Aleppo, that grounds Claudette Sutton's story of the odyssey her father and several of his brothers traveled from the Middle East to the U.S. The book is called Farewell Aleppo, My Father, My People, and Their Long Journey Home. Claudette Sutton grew up in Maryland, and her father lives in Maryland still, and they're both with me in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, Mike Sutton, there's a mystery about how old you are, 90 or 92. Claudette, why is there a mystery about your father's age?
Because in Syria in the 20s, people didn't keep strict records of that kind of thing. The government didn't issue birth certificates. Families of Jewish boys, for instance, might have a record of the circumcision date, but they might not. So at the time that he was born, he really just had a general idea of how old he was. And then when he went to get a passport to come to the United States, his father gave a date, but it was approximate. It's hard to understand now when records are so precise for everything, but I think it's an indication of how provincial life really was in Syria at that time.
Well, Claudette, tell us some of what you've learned about the Aleppo that your father grew up in the 1920s.
I got a picture of an Aleppo that's very different from the one that you were just describing of what's going on there now. It was a provincial slow town in many ways and a very multicultural town. There was a very large Arab Muslim community, but also substantial Jewish and Christian communities. And the way Dad described it and his brothers describe it, they lived in separate neighborhoods, but were able to work and go to school together. Dad, until he left, barely 70 years ago in 1941, was going to school with Jews and Christians and Muslims in the same school. And it sounded like a city with religion infused through everyone's lives. There was a Muslim call to prayer throughout the day. The Jews were praying all day long at morning, before they ate, after they ate. It was a city with this influx of all these different religions and different ethnicities that we're living alongside one another with a respectful tolerance that I think is beyond what we can even picture there today.
And what should we know about the history of Jews in Aleppo in particular? How far back does that go?
It goes back over 2,000 years. There was a Jewish community in Aleppo since the Roman times. And in fact, after the Spanish Inquisition in 1492, when so many Jews went from Spain, throughout the Mediterranean, many of them ended up in Aleppo and in Syria. Even by that time, Aleppo had a large Jewish community. It was a center of Torah scholarship at that time. That's another piece of information. You tell people now even that there were Jews in Syria, their eyebrows go up. They can't even believe that, much less how long and rich that history was.
Mike Sutton, what is your most vivid memory of being a small boy in Aleppo?
I have a lot of things to remind me, and if I get started, I could go on and on and on.
You used to get together with family all the time, it sounds like.
It's a custom that you got with the family all the time. Our holidays, that's when you see all these families.
Cousins,
during holiday.
Grandparents.
You go on.
Uncles and aunts and aunts, big family.
Yeah. Right.
This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Claudette Sutton and her father, Mike Sutton, who lives in Maryland. We're talking about Claudette's new book, Farewell Aleppo, My Father, My People, and Their Long Journey Home. Claudette, you write that your grandfather, Mike's father, Selim Sutton, a businessman in Aleppo, came to the decision that he had to, and that the phrase you use is, export his sons for them to be safe. Give us the background. What was going on that made your grandfather concerned about?
Sure, and that's a phrase actually from one of my dad's brothers, his brother Eli, who has written a book himself about his experiences leaving the country alien at home. They had been living, as I described, in this tolerance with the different communities, but his father was seeing the writing on the wall that anti-Semitism was on the increase and that it would be good to get the family out of Syria. The challenge was figuring out how, because they were a large family. They had a lot of little kids. So his father couldn't leave on his own and establish somewhere else and send for the family. He couldn't get a visa for the whole family to go at once. So he came up with this plan to send the oldest sons out of the country to get established somewhere else, put down a foothold, and then be able to somehow make arrangements for the rest of the family to get out.
And the place that he sent them to was where his brother, one of his brothers, right, Joe?
Right.
Who was already in the United States, had a business, a textile exporting business in Shanghai.
In Shanghai, China, yes.
So it was in January of 1941.
Yes.
That you, Mike, and your brother, Sawa, set out for Shanghai.
He put them on a boat. They took the train together with their father to Port Said, Egypt. And then the two boys got on the ship from Port Said around the world to Shanghai to work for their uncle. And the plan, I think, as I understood it, was that they would get them that far and then hope that somehow they could get from there to the United States, however that might work itself out. Then, of course, what made that so much more complicated, this was, as you said, January of 1941 that they left. They arrived in February of 1941, and in December of 1941, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. On December 7th of 1941, on December 8th, the morning of December 8th, they marched across the Huangpo River in Shanghai and occupied Shanghai. So Dad, at that point, was living alone in Shanghai because his brother had had to go back to Syria because he got sick. And his uncle went back to the United States because he could see that the war was coming. So Dad at that point was alone in Shanghai throughout the duration of the war in the Pacific under Japanese occupation. Nothing played out as it was expected to. When the war ended, Dad stayed on in Shanghai for another year or so to resume the business for his uncle and got back in contact with his family in Syria. But it became clear the options of going back to Syria were really not safe anymore. So He had to finish the plan to get to the United States. So he came to the United States on a six-month visa in May of 1947 and ended up staying in the United States, partly because at that point, what happened in Syria got to be much more dangerous for the rest of the family. After the partition of Palestine to create the State of Israel, the violence in Syria and in many of the Middle Eastern countries became really extreme and really dangerous for the Jews. And that's when the rest of his family had to find their own ways of getting out that were different and in most ways more dangerous than the circumstances of how my dad got out on a ship from Port Said to Shanghai.
And so you and several of your brothers settled in the States. You raised a family in Maryland. Do you think, given the situation in Syria today, do you expect ever to see Aleppo again?
No. No.
Does that sadden you, or is it okay?
Well, I loved my years in Syria and in Aleppo, but I can see things going back to those years in Syria.
I think it's a lot harder for me to think about the fact that we'll never see Aleppo. We may never see it. I may never see it in my lifetime. I certainly won't see the community that there was when he was growing up. I think that saddens me more because when I did this research and realized 2,000 years there was a Jewish community there, it's hard to imagine something that could exist that long and not exist anymore. That certainly throughout that history, there must have been ups and downs, but it existed. And now for it just to simply not be there is hard to get my head around. And I like to think that there's some chance sometime in the future that things could turn back, partly because it's just not that long ago that it was so different. You know, as I said, it was 70 years ago. It's living memory for many people still that there were these communities there.
It's a very interesting story that people can read in your book. I appreciate your walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Sutton of Silver Spring He's the protagonist of the book by his daughter Claudette Sutton. It's titled Farewell, Aleppo, My Father, My People, and Their Long Journey Home. We've got more information about it on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're glad you're listening to Maryland Morning here on WYPR 88.1, and we need your support to keep it going and make it better. That's why we're having our pledge drive, and here's Nathan to tell you how you can be part of it.